afternoon, everyone. Today I'll be presenting an STD Awareness Month activity that was launched at the beginning of April 2009, a user-generated health communications campaign contest among college students. In April 2008, the House and the Senate passed a resolution designating April as STD Awareness Month. It's an annual observance to raise public awareness about the impact of STDs on the lives of Americans and the importance of preventing, testing, and treating STDs. It provides an opportunity to normalize routine STD testing and conversations about sexual health. An STD Awareness Month website was created for STD prevention partners and stakeholders. It provides access to materials, educational tools, and information to support STD awareness and other prevention activities. The intent of the website is to assist efforts to educate, motivate, and mobilize the local community in the prevention of STDs, not just in April, but year-round. On the website, you can find information about health disparities, STD fact sheets, STD-related MMWRs and journal publications, information on STD Awareness Month activities in your state, and tips for how to use the web to promote an STD Awareness Month event, as well as e-cards, brochures, posters, and multimedia tools. On the homepage, there's a link to findstdtest.org, where you can enter your zip code and find an HIV and STD testing center near you. And here's a screenshot of findstdtest.org. So why did we decide to launch a user-generated campaign? Well, there are approximately 19 million new STD infections each year. Almost half of them are among young people 15 to 24 years of age. The largest number of reported cases of chlamydia and gonorrhea are among girls between 15 and 19 years of age. So with this said, we recognize the importance of engaging the target population in order to reach the target population. As part of our division's STD Awareness Month activities, we contracted with Donya International to launch a user-generated campaign contest. This contest is just one of several STD Awareness Month activities that occur in April. The most well-known activity is the GYT campaign, which I'm sure many of you have heard of. For the GYT campaign, CDC is working with Kaiser Family Foundation, MTV Networks, and Planned Parenthood Federation of America to inform young people about STDs and promote STD testing. During 2010, the GYT Get Yourself Tested message will expand to include encouragement of conversations among young people, as well as between young people and their providers, parents, and partners about STDs and STD testing. The Collegiate Campaign Contest is a pilot project, and its goal is to increase STD awareness and encourage testing among 18 to 25-year-olds on a more local level. We contacted 15 schools, primarily historically black colleges and universities, Hispanic-serving institutions, with schools of public health and schools of communications, colleges in high morbidity areas, as well as some other schools with highly regarded departments of communications. We also approached schools that overlapped with the Consortium of African American Public Health Programs, and this consortium is a partnership among schools at HBCUs and public health programs. So we received 9 entries from 5 participating schools, and those schools were Arizona State, Jackson State, University of Missouri, Georgia Southern University, and FAMU, and we are planning on launching this campaign next month. In each participating school, student teams were formed, and some schools formed several teams. Each student team was supervised by a faculty member. The teams were asked to submit a health communications campaign designed to drive the target audience to findstdtest.org. The campaign had to incorporate appropriate and effective new media tools for the target audience as supported by market research. Student teams received a manual to learn basic information about STDs, and CDC and Donya were available to answer any questions they had about STDs or about the process. The campaign plan had to include a situation analysis, which included an evidence-based justification for the methods used in the campaign plan, a description of the target audience, and for this purpose, it was 18 to 25-year-olds, measurable objectives, strategies and tactics, including new media tools, supporting rationale and sample designs or mock-ups of the tactics, promotional item ideas, including where, how, and when the campaign would be promoted, an evaluation component describing how the campaign would be measured, a step-by-step timeline describing how the campaign would be executed, and a description of how the proposed $40,000 would be allocated. So we gave the student teams about 2 months to create their campaign, and a panel of judges was convened to review each entry. The judges consisted of members of the STD Awareness Month workgroup, which included health communication experts and STD partners, and the workgroup scored each component of the campaign plan on a scale from 1 being poor to 5 being outstanding. So 4 entries rose to the top, and it was decided that the Sexual Health Awareness Group, or SHAG for short, from the University of Missouri submitted the most feasible communication campaign plan. The winning team was notified in April 2009, and they received a certificate and a letter from the CDC congratulating them of their achievement. 3 runner-ups received an honorable mention letter. We thought that this would be a wonderful thing to add to their school portfolio. So while reviewing all the proposed campaign components, the workgroup determined which would be most feasible and realistic. So the components of the campaign will include a free testing day at 3 schools in Georgia: Spelman College, Clark Atlanta University, and Morehouse College. Schools will only test for chlamydia and gonorrhea as part of the campaign. Specimens will be sent to and processed at the state lab. Chlamydia and gonorrhea tests will be processed for no charge. Each school will promote the free testing day and test students at their own campus. So Spelman students will test at Spelman, Clark at Clark, and Morehouse at Morehouse. Clark and Spelman already offer free testing to their students and have the necessary facilities, staff, and testing. But Morehouse has a facility but will need support from the Georgia Department of Health to provide tests and staff. Additional components of the campaign include producing 1 YouTube video to promote the campaign and drive traffic to findstdtest.org. Danya contracted with a local AV editing and production company to produce the video. 2 Facebook advertisements, 1 targeting 18 to 25-year-olds to promote the campaign in general, and 1 targeting students on the participating campuses to promote the free testing day. Print and promotional materials, including flyers, invitations, and banners, and iTunes gift cards for the first 50 people who are getting tested. Student volunteers at each school will assist with promoting the campaign by passing out the materials and spreading the word prior to the free testing day. A mass email to the student bodies of the participating schools prior to the free testing day, and a media advisory for the campus papers giving the details about the free testing day. So the premise of this comedic YouTube video is that the host will place a pickle on unsuspecting college students played by actors, and the students being unaware that they have a pickle on them is symbolic of many people being unaware that they have an STD. And the only way for students to find out if they are, quote-unquote, in a pickle or have an STD is to go get tested. And here's an example of a Facebook advertisement. This one uses the in-a-pickle concept from the YouTube video, and this ad would target a more general population, 18 to 25-year-olds in Georgia. And the premise is asking the audience if they're in a pickle. They could be in a pickle and not know it, and the only way to know is to go get tested. So if you click on the ad, you could find information about where to get tested. This is a Facebook ad. Sorry. And here's an example of a Facebook advertisement targeting the participating school's network. This example would be for Spelman students. And the main message is that they might have an STD and not know it. The ad tells them when the free testing day is on their campus. So if you click the logo, the user can find the user will go to findstdtest.org, where they can find a testing location near their school. And here's an example of a flyer that will be handed out by students at the participating campuses. And here's an example of an invite card, and this will be distributed by students on the campus as well as left in stacks in common areas and at the student health centers for students to pick up. And as far as next steps, we're going to launch the campaign next month during STD Awareness Month, and then we're going to evaluate the campaign to determine what worked and what did not. And I'd like to acknowledge the members of the STD Awareness Month workgroup. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. Thank you very much.